This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. Hour number three of Wayne Root's Occupation of Radio. Occupy Root. I'm on the radio 5 hours today, 2 hours this morning, and 3 more hours this afternoon, starting right now. And I've got a commentary I think you'll want to hear on these syndicated stations all over the United States by USA Radio Network, starting my flagship station, 790 AM Talk Radio in Las Vegas. What if Obama was president and the KKK terrorists took control of an American city? That's my commentary that will be syndicated in newspapers around the country on Sunday, titled, What if Obama was president and the KKK terrorists took control of an American city? First, let's start with the new name of downtown Seattle. The anarchist communist terrorists call it CHAZ for Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone. CHAZ, C-H-A-Z. I've changed the name to CATS, C-A-T-Z, for Communist Anarchist Terrorist Zone. That's a great new name, isn't it? Communist Anarchist Terrorist Zone, CATS, C-A-T-Z. I'm talking, of course, about the new country, formerly known as Seattle. The domestic Antifa terrorists in charge have set up borders, roadblocks, and armed guards. They're holding 6 blocks of an American city hostage. They're extorting money from business owners and homeowners inside that no-go zone. There's a crime wave of robberies, assaults, and rapes going on inside that no-go zone, according to the Seattle police. And it's all being run by a warlord, a SoundCloud rapper. Whatever the hell that is. You can't make this stuff up. This insanity is happening in America. Then there's the liberal and obviously mentally ill politicians in charge in the state of Washington. The Democrat governor claims he knows nothing about it. He's doing his best Sergeant Schultz imitation from the old TV series Hogan's Heroes. I see nothing. I hear nothing. I know nothing. The governor makes believe he doesn't know the biggest city in his state has been seized by communist anarchist terrorists. The Democrat mayor of Seattle calls the communist anarchist terrorists patriotic. I kid you not. The leading council person in Seattle, also a Democrat, you see a pattern here, gave the radical terrorists the keys to City Hall, and 1,000 of them ran in, and they're probably defecating all over the floor and the desks. Now she's demanding the police surrender to the terrorists while introducing legislation to permanently hand 6 city blocks to domestic terrorists. The lunatics are running the asylum. This isn't an American city. It's one flew over the cuckoo's nest. How is this different than a violent bank robbery? When a bank is robbed, the police surrender and hand the bank permanently to the bank robbers? You know, we really feel bad for you. We like your cause. So we're giving Wells Fargo to you. How is this different than an Islamic terrorist attack? If Islamic terrorists held a portion of Seattle hostage, wouldn't we send in the U.S. Marines to take it back? But let me give you the best example of all. Substitute my hometown of Las Vegas for Seattle. Downtown Vegas has been seized and occupied by domestic terrorists, armed domestic terrorists. But instead of anarchists, these are armed white extremist KKK terrorists, as in Ku Klux Klan. Just picture that scenario under Democrat President Obama. You know, black Democrat President Obama? With Vegas under control of a Republican governor, Republican mayor, and Republican city council. Now picture the Nevada Republican governor telling the president, what are you talking about? I don't know anything about it. I haven't heard about any takeover of downtown Vegas. Picture the Republican mayor of Las Vegas calling the takeover of Vegas by the KKK patriotic. Picture a Republican I'm laughing because it's impossible to even believe. Picture a Republican councilman demanding police surrender the Vegas downtown permanently to the KKK. How would President Obama react? How about the liberal mainstream media or the leading Democrat politicians, Pelosi, Schumer, AOC, or the NAACP? Would they all demand President Obama send in the U.S. Marines to retake downtown Las Vegas from terrorists? You can bet your last dollar they would. And the Republican governor, mayor, and councilman who took the side of the KKK terrorists would also be charged with either treason or aiding and abetting terrorism, or both. So why is the media responding so differently to an Antifa terrorist takeover of Seattle? It's time for action. Domestic terrorists have invaded and taken over an American city. They are holding it hostage. American citizens inside that area, that incredible area, are being terrorized. So here are the options, Mr. President. A, send in either SWAT, National Guard, or U.S. Marines to take back Seattle from the terrorists. Or B, here's a peaceful option that won't endanger innocent lives. My solution, Mr. President, surround the autonomous zone, now called CHAZ, of course I call it CATS, formerly known as downtown Seattle, with a massive show of law enforcement, FBI SWAT teams, and either National Guard or U.S. Marines. Next, bring in the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. Construct a fence with barbed wire on top around the entire six blocks and seal the terrace in. Next, cut off all electricity, gas, water, and sewage. Prohibit that supplies be brought in. Make sure you understood that. And the terrorists are now trapped inside an area with no electricity, gas, water, or sewage, and no way out. Give them a few days with no water, food, electricity, or toilets. Watch them walk out with hands up holding white flags. Immediately arrest them, put them in handcuffs and leg irons, fly them to Guantanamo, where they will await trial on terrorism charges, and if convicted, be sure they receive life in prison, at either Guantanamo or a supermax prison. A strong message sent to future rioters, hostage takers, invaders, and various terrorist groups. Isn't this what President Obama would have done to KKK terrorists holding a city hostage? You're damn right he would have done it. Go get him, President Trump. My commentary coming out on Sunday in newspapers around the country, what if Obama was president and KKK terrorists took control of American city? Of course, my idea is already no good. You know why it's already no good, even though I just gave it to you? Because in Seattle, they just sent in porta-potties. That's right. Evidently, they had nowhere to crap. They were probably crapping all over City Hall. And the wonderful mayor who called them patriots just sent in porta-potties. In other words, they already have a place to crap. So you kind of killed one of the good ideas I had, which is really quite amazing. And by the way, the mayor describes it like a block party. A block party. Can you imagine if the KKK invaded Vegas? Or make it even worse. I think it's worse. It's probably equal. They're both horrible. What if Nazis invaded Vegas and took over downtown? And they all had little Adolf Hitler mustaches. And they screamed, Heil Hitler! And they had the swastika on their arm. And they took it over and said, it's little Germany! White Town! And the Republican governor and the Republican mayor and the Republican councilman said, no problem! No problem! Would you send them porta-potties? Take good care of them. Send them in food. Make sure it's catered by the Venetian, by their five-star restaurant. Who ever heard of things like this? Even if you're a Democrat, you have to admit these people are freaking crazy. Absolutely off their gird. Thank God this new poll out by Zogby that shows, and this is a poll of likely voters. Remember, I always tell you that's all that matters. You can't poll anyone. You can't poll registered voters who aren't going to vote. You have to poll likely voters. And the latest poll by Zogby, who's a fairly trustworthy pollster, I like him, second to Rasmussen. And Zogby says 1,007 likely voters, 51 to 43. So kind of a landslide. Trump is going to win the election over Joe Biden. That's what the average voter thinks. And by the way, Mitt Romney said the other day, he thinks President Trump will win re-election despite turmoil over coronavirus and race. Trump with a 51-43 edge. You notice every recent poll shows Biden's winning, and even Biden's winning big. Most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. just like Hillary was winning big. It's always in the minds of deep state D.C. swamp pollsters. They fix it. They interview the wrong people. They oversample Democrats. They don't use likely voters. They lie. They cheat. They steal. It's all fake news. And they tell you Trump's going to lose. Oh, and don't forget, there's one thing I'll say that kind of vindicates pollsters a little bit. It's not all their fault. Trump people don't answer the phone for pollsters. We want to make them look bad. So let them keep saying Trump's losing, and then on election day, we make them all look bad again and we wipe them out. This will be the second straight election. They got it not only wrong, but horribly wrong. They always think Trump's going to lose by double digits, but here's a good pollster who polled the people, and the people believe Trump will win, and actually it's a very large, wide margin who believe Trump will win. Another poll is out by, I believe, ABC, yes, ABC News. Strong majorities of Americans oppose the movement to defund the police. Nearly two-thirds of Americans oppose calls for defunding the police. 34% back the movement. 60% specifically oppose reducing the police budget to reallocate it to other public health and social programs. Democrats stand as the lone faction among political tribes that approve of defunding the police. 55% of Democrats approve of defunding the police. Black Americans support defunding the police, though not overwhelmingly, only 57%. But 3 out of 4 white Americans, meaning just about 75% of white people and 57% of Hispanics, are against defunding the police. How cool is that? 55% of Democrats support defunding the police. 64% of all Americans added together oppose defunding the police, which just goes to show you, they didn't tell you how white Republicans are voting. How about like 99% against defunding the police? If you're white and you're a Republican, you have common sense. If you're black and a Republican, you have common sense. A lot of other people are a little mixed up. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolfe is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists try to destroy us right now will not and cannot succeed because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. Today, purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052. Or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered on USA Radio Network. Hour number three on the radio today, heading for 5 hours in total for the fifth day in a row. And then I get a weekend off. Thank God it's Friday! Even I deserve 2 days off, don't you think? Liberty Health Share is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Liberty isn't health insurance. I believe it's better. Liberty's a Christian health care sharing ministry. Say that 5 times fast in hour number three on the radio. Christian health care sharing ministry. Christian health care sharing ministry. That means you can sign up any time of the year. There are no windows. You just sign up tonight at midnight, tomorrow at 1 in the morning. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers. There are no contracts, starting as low as $199 per month for a single, up to $529 per month for a family. I joined. I'm a member. My 4 children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 in monthly premiums each year compared to what I was paying for Aetna health insurance. This is my 4th year. I've saved $72,000. Can you imagine what a waste that is? Last year I had surgery for kidney stones. They paid the whole bill, $27,000. What did I need to pay an extra $72,000 for over the last 4 years when the first time I had important surgery, they paid for it all? I don't need Aetna anymore. Like I said, it's not health insurance. It's better. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Tell them you heard about it on the Wayne Root Show. They will treat you like $1 million. Roll out the red carpet. Black Americans overwhelmingly opposed to funding the police. Now, that's interesting, because didn't I just tell you a minute ago that they said in the poll most people overwhelmingly are opposed to funding the police, and white Americans overwhelmingly opposed to funding the police? And I told you Republicans overwhelmingly opposed defending the police, and white people overwhelmingly oppose it, but they, in that article, they did say black Americans by a slight margin were in favor of defunding the police. Now a new poll by YouGov HuffPost. This is why you have to take polls with a grain of salt. You don't know which ones are exactly right, but you know, you have to assume this is right, because I'll tell you why. I think black Americans have the most to lose. You know, first of all, you know, it's so funny that liberals think we're all racist. White Republicans are all racist. Because first of all, black people have been held down by the Democrat Party for I don't know how long, a century. It was always Democrats who held you down. It's still Democrats who hold you down. Democrats don't think you're smart enough to make it on your own. They believe you need affirmative action. I believe you're smart enough to make it on your own. I've always believed that because I went to high school with nothing but black kids. Middle school and high school were 90% or so black. And Wayne Root. And a few Hispanic kids. And all I could tell you is they were plenty smart. There were lots of smart black kids. They're the same as us. Everyone's the same. Doesn't matter the color of your skin. Everyone's got the same number of brain cells. So it's Republicans who believe you can make it on your own and don't want to give you a crutch. And I know that black Americans live in high crime, dangerous neighborhoods. That's just a fact of life. I mean, if there's anyone out there who can debate me, raise your hand and call in right now. Go ahead. I dare you to call in and debate me. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255, 833-927-8255, toll free anywhere in the United States. Please tell me I'm wrong that black neighborhoods are not almost always high crime neighborhoods. So because they're poor, the neighborhoods are filled with crime. And because they're filled with crime, black people are the victims of crime. They're not the perpetrators. They're the victims of crime. Of course, that's a fact. Look at Chicago. Everyone's shooting each other all day long. Drugs on every corner. Look at Baltimore. Look at Detroit. So policemen, white or black, in those neighborhoods are protecting the good black people, which is the vast majority of black people. The vast majority. Give me a lie detector test, and I will pass with flying colors. I believe the vast, overwhelming majority of black people are nice people. And the 2% who commit all the crimes against the 98%, the only thing that stops them from running wild and killing everyone and robbing everyone is one thing, and that's the thin blue line, police. So when you get rid of police, black neighborhoods are going to become a nightmare, a killing zone. Unfortunately, with police, Chicago and Baltimore, Detroit are killing zones and nightmares. You can't come out at night in certain neighborhoods. You get shot at if you're just walking on the street. Children get shot in their apartments playing with their mom. You know, kids playing with their mom and there's gang shootouts and the bullets go right through the wall and boom, into the kid and the kid dies. Happens all the time in gang-infested neighborhoods. So, of course, black Americans know that police are good, even if they're a little scared when the police follow them. You know, a black guy in a police car following you, I understand why you're a little bit worried. I understand why you're a little bit nervous. I get it. Self-described liberals support defunding police by a 13-point margin. Democrats and Democratic leaners oppose it by a 4-point margin. Black Americans oppose it by a 20-point margin. So this new poll shows black people are on the side of the police overwhelmingly by a landslide number, and I could have told you that.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
War now.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump mocked the claim by Seattle's mayor that a takeover of parts of the city could lead to a new summer of love there, even after police abandoned more than 4 blocks of territory and gave it to protesters in front of a police station. That precinct's police chief, Carmen Best, told reporters that she's outraged by the events that are unfolding.
Leaving the precinct was not my decision. This is not legal.
And the assistant police chief, Deanna Norette, explained crimes that are going on inside the autonomous zone.
We have heard anecdotally reports of citizens and businesses being asked to pay a fee to operate within this area. This is the crime of extortion.
President Trump said if there were more toughness, you wouldn't have the kind of devastation that you have in Minneapolis and now in Seattle. He also reminded the mayor that if they don't straighten the situation out, he'll straighten it out for them. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. In today's world, especially with the economic shutdown and slowdown we've all just experienced, violent crime is on the rise. Will you or your family be the next victims? What if I told you you can learn to protect yourself and your loved ones for free? For my personal protection, I recommend training at FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility located near Las Vegas, Nevada. And due to our relationship with FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there free of charge. Yes, it's true, but there are limited spaces. Enter frontsight.com/radio into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge. No hidden surprises or catches. Supply limited. Enter frontsight.com/radio. After your first free course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population. Guaranteed. Nobody does it better than FrontSight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. See you at FrontSight.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, otherwise known as War, and the MAGA Mall is the sponsor of this segment of the show, as in the MAGA Mall. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, T-shirts, flags, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves in offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of MAGA caps available on the market today are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on their caps is embroidered, every star, every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. And I've got one of them in black with the president's signature and the stars and stripes. It's very cool. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls-Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% more off your order. Not only are they Chevrolet prices, but you get 10% off that price when you use the promo code WAR10 at checkout. WAR10 at checkout. For the highest quality MAGA products, go to themagamall.com. The, as in T-H-E, magamall.com. Themagamall.com. All right, we've got our guest here. I just told Andrew the other day, this is the highest compliment I could ever give to someone. I was just thinking about it, and I said, we got to get Brigitte Gambrell on the show much more often, because she's one of the maybe five people I can name that have ever come on my show that have my level of energy. And I love energy, and when the two of us have energy, it's a very fun segment. And our views are obviously, on the money and aligned and all of that. So between energy and really good views, there aren't many people with our energy. It's kind of me, Brigitte, and Trump. That's about it. So welcome to the show, Brigitte Gambrell. How are you?
Wayne, it's great being with you. My gosh, do we need energy now watching what's happening in our country?
Yeah, well, the country's gone. You hear I gave it a new name. You know, they call the Autonomous Zone CHAZ for Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone. I've changed the name to CATS, C-A-T-Z, for Communist Anarchist Terrorist Zone. I think it's a much better name, don't you?
Exactly. I mean, look, it's total lawlessness. You know, I just put out a video on Facebook saying to stand with and defend law enforcement, and I talk about what happens when anarchists take over the streets and destroy a country. I was born and raised in Lebanon, which used to be Paris of the Middle East, until the terrorist thugs took it over and controlled the streets, and they controlled everybody. Today, Hezbollah, which is the largest, most structured terrorist organization in the world, not only runs the country which they destroyed, but they are actually elected into government and they run the government. This is not what we want to see in America. In America, people come here because America has rules. America has freedom. America has justice. That's why people flock to America from all over the world, not only because of the opportunity, which is incredible, but in America we have law and order, because when you look at the rest of the world, which is run, the majority of the countries, by corrupt leaders who abuse their people, usually the government is rich, the people are poor. In America we didn't have that until now, and that's why people need to stand up and speak up now, while we can still speak, while we can still stand with law enforcement and support law enforcement and make a difference for our country.
And one more thing that I know you meant, but you didn't use this exact words. I think one of the leading reasons people come to America and love it here, and we've become the greatest country in world history and the greatest economy in world history, Brigitte, is property rights, right? In the rest of the world, we're really the only country. You know, lots of other ones have property rights, but no one has it as strongly as we do, where, you know, you own a property, no one could ever just walk in and take it away from you. They can't just walk in and say, it's ours now, it's not yours. But guess what? In other countries, they do. In communist countries, the government does it. In Cuba and Venezuela, this house isn't yours anymore. This business isn't yours anymore. In America, we don't do that. Well, guess what? They do it. In Seattle, in that six-block area, somebody owns all those buildings. Every building has an owner. And there's businesses on the ground floor. And guess what? They don't belong to those people for the moment. I assume they'll get them back. But for the moment, there are no property rights. They think, the terrorists think they own those six blocks. They don't. They're charging extortion, I heard, for people to enter their own homes and their own stores. Is this crazy? It's like a communist country now.
Oh, exactly. Boy, and when you started talking about this, obviously you have no idea, and not many people know this about me. In Lebanon, this is exactly what they did to my property. I'm an only child to a Lebanese businessman. My parents had built a real estate compound, so I lived in a compound where we owned multiple homes and a restaurant. And so when the anarchists took over, when the terrorists took over, not only they took over our homes, we couldn't collect rent, there was no government, it was like the Wild Wild West. The people that even took my restaurant refused to pay rent, and when I wanted to get them out, they wanted $50,000 to vacate the property, and that was back in 1985. So when I ended up coming to America, literally the government, all the lawless supposedly government, the thugs that took over our area, demanded that I give power of attorney to them, and when I refused, they literally showed up, took the key from my hand, took over my property before I even left the country and took everything. So for someone like me, and this is Lebanon, you know, people think this happens only in Venezuela or this happens only in communist countries, but this happens all over the world in places you don't even hear about and you don't hear the stories, like you didn't know my story. So for people like me who are immigrants, who legally immigrated to the United States, and we are a nation of legal immigrants until the last 30 years when everything started falling apart and people started sneaking in and things became more exasperated under Obama. But the majority of America are legal immigrants who left corruption, who left tyranny, who came to the United States because we came here for law and order, and we came here not only to have the opportunity to make money, but to have the opportunity to be in charge of our destiny, to be able to control what we do with our hard-earned money, to be able to have a right to our property where no one can throw us out just because they are powerful thugs. And so when I'm watching what's happening around the country right now, this strikes a very deep chord in me, Wayne, and not only in me, but in the millions of immigrants and people who are in this country who left tyranny. And this is why, exactly why I say we need to stand up now. We have a petition on our website to defend the police, not defund the police, and why we need to stand up with the police. And I list, we posted a video on our social media where I list all the demands of Antifa, and we ask people to sign our petition. And when you go and enter your zip code, we give you the names of your mayor, your city council members, no matter where you are listening to us right now, from Maine to Hawaii and everything in between. Go to actforamerica.org, find our petition to defend and stand with the police, and make sure you put pressure on your local elected officials, mayors and city councils, to make sure that they do not defund the police and actually stand with the police, develop a backbone, and understand that we are dealing with anarchists and we need to protect our communities.
And I'm looking at some of your tweets now, and it's kind of interesting because you put out a tweet, and I've got a nationally syndicated newspaper column that comes out every Sunday through Creator Syndicate, and I just pressed the send button, about an hour before the show started, and it's called "What If Obama Was President and the KKK Took Control of an American City?"
Oh,
and
Lord.
The whole column is about basically what I see now. You put a tweet out, same thing. Can you imagine if Vegas was taken over by the Ku Klux Klan and they were armed and they said, this downtown of Vegas is now our city, and Obama was president? Would he sit back and go, it's all fun and games, it's no big deal? Would the mayor say they're patriots? Would the governor of Nevada say, what do you mean? I don't know anything about it. They took over downtown. I didn't know that. Would the city councilman say, everything's great and we got to make the police surrender and we got to keep this permanent now? It's no longer Seattle. It's now Chaz permanently. Can you imagine if they sided with the KKK, what the media would say?
Exactly. But you know what? The media right now is in their pocket. We are literally looking at a revolution, at a Marxist revolution in our country that the leftists are doing right now, and that's their end goal. They want to transform the country. They've got the media in their pocket. They've got our institution of higher learning, all our colleges in their pocket. And now they're starting with the children. I mean, look, they want to take whatever that show on PBS, the Paw, whatever. I don't have little children, so I do not know the name of the show. But I watched an episode. I Googled it just because I want to see what's going on.
Paw Patrol.
Sesame Street right now.
Paw Patrol, Bridget. Paw Patrol.
Yeah, exactly. Pop into control. That's all. And then they are even with Sesame Street. I mean, they are just talking about how bad the police are and Black Lives Matter and there is racism in our country. What, you know, this is exactly, Wayne, when you and I were talking about these issues. You and I have been talking to each other for years. When you and I were talking about it and we were warning people, people thought, oh, you know, maybe Wayne and Brigitte are exaggerating. You know, things could not be that bad. Well, you know what? People listened back then. They sat on the sidelines. They didn't think it was that bad. And now they're watching TV and we're watching what's happening in Seattle. And obviously we saw the riots in Minneapolis and Georgia and all over the country. Right now, what they're doing in Seattle, they want to take nationwide. This is their base camp. They literally started a little own government like ISIS with their own demands, educational, human resources, everything. They want to divert money from the police for social housing. I mean, it's unbelievable what they're trying to do, and we cannot allow them to do that nationwide. It's happening in Seattle today. It could come to a city near you. If you have never taken action, if you have never voted, if you have never gotten involved in any political event, now is the time for you to get involved. Do not put it off. Get involved. Sign up for your local, whatever party, you know, Tea Party, Republican Party, whatever club you want to join. This is the time to get mobilized because the left is mobilized, and so we need to be as well. Go to actforamerica.org. Actforamerica.org. We're starting groups nationwide.
Hey, Brigitte,
sign up to start a group.
Brigitte, we got to run. You hear the music. It always goes too fast for us. I'm sorry, but you are the greatest. Love your energy. Thanks for everything, and I'll see you in a couple weeks. We're going to have you on more often.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
She gets everything in, just like me. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Our world has changed. When you venture out of your home, sadly, face coverings are the new normal. But the kind you use really matters because they don't all offer the same protection. And we all want the best protection from dangerous particles and bacteria. A highly recommended consumer covering is the Boomer Natural 30-Day 30-Use Protective Face Cover in sizes for adults and children. Made with three cloth layers infused with nano-silver technology, it can reduce particles getting to your nose and mouth. Many studies show how effective nano-silver technology is when used in face coverings. It's also comfortable, easy to breathe, easy to speak with. It's made for long wear, breathable protection, even for those with sensitive skin. These face covers can also be used up to 30 days, just hand wash with soap and water at the end of each day of use. Boomer makes these very affordable at less than 30 cents per day. Stock up for the whole family now at BoomerNaturals.com. That's BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for the MAGA Mall. TheMAGAMall.com. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves on offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the market today are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on their caps is embroidered. Every star and every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10 at checkout for the highest quality MAGA products. Go to themagamall.com. That's the themagamall.com. Themagamall.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Note. Call Finest Note today and reserve 100 Silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to finestnone.com.
raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio Network. I mean, the definition of insanity is very easy to see. Well, I mean, you got Joe Biden, first of all. That's an easy one. I call him Basement Biden. He just hides in his basement. You know, if this were a poker game, Trump has a full house and Biden has dementia. I mean, it's really quite funny. How do you see him in a debate? Can you imagine? At least one thing I can admit is Hillary was good in the debates, right? Trump was had a better personality, more fun. But Hillary's very good in the debate. Biden's not going to be good in the debate. Biden mumbles and stumbles and doesn't know where he is. It's going to come across the American people, most of whom just don't get it. They just spend their life working, right? As you should. They don't spend their life watching and listening to conservative talk and watch Fox News. And they don't know that Biden doesn't know what he's saying anymore, that he's got dementia. But he's clearly got dementia. But on to, you know, true corruption. I think of Biden when I think of corruption. China, Ukraine, getting that prosecutor fired, all of that, true corruption. But nothing rises to the level of this councilwoman in Seattle. Well, the mayor, too. The mayor of Seattle said it's patriotic what they're doing in this autonomous zone. Patriotic. They've taken over a downtown of the United States, a major city. She's calling it patriotic. But the councilwoman gave them the keys to City Hall and let a mob of 1,000 crazy, dirty, filthy, need-a-bath radicals into City Hall so they can have sex on the tables and defecate on the floor. God knows what it looks like in there and smells like in there. Filthy pigs. That's who they let into City Hall. Can you imagine? I mean, once a councilman opens the door, I mean, what if I opened the door? I'm a Republican. They love to call us, we're all racists, we're all white extremists. Can you imagine me, Wayne Root, I'm a councilman, and I open the door, I give the key to the terrorists of the KKK or Nazis to go into Vegas City Hall? Can you even imagine? It's not even imaginable. You're all scum. Now there's no other way to say it. Democrats are scum. You're the lowest vile things. You act like you're not radical and extreme because you are radical and extreme. You're following Saul Alinsky. You call us radical and extreme because you're radical and extreme. You're on the side of the filthy pig mobs, the lynch mobs that would kill us for being conservatives, hang us in the street for being conservatives. You give them the key to City Hall. But that's only a small part of it. The same councilwoman now demands police permanently surrender this area of town. Or maybe it's just a building. Whatever it is, permanently surrender East Precinct building to Chaz. Seattle Councilwoman Kashama Sawant demanded the Seattle Police Department surrender the East Precinct building to the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone protesters. Our movement needs to urgently ensure East Precinct is not handed back to the police, but is turned over permanently to community control. And she will file legislation. This is where the danger comes in. On one hand, you used to always have Democrats, and they were liberal, but they were decent people, and most of them had been in the United States military. You know, you go back 30 years, McGovern, Humphrey, they all served in the military. They'd all flown bomber jets for the United States in World War II. So they still loved America, even if they had a difference of opinion with me. Not anymore. Now they hate the police, they hate the military, they hate America, they hate capitalism. They're just filthy, disgusting slime. Anyone who would support these people. These people are radical communist anarchists. And the politicians who support them, therefore, have shown their cards, another poker analogy. They are just like them. She says, the process, this is what the Congresswoman Kashana Sawant says, the process for deciding East Precinct conversion must include those involved in CHAZ, Black community organizations, restorative justice, anti-racist renter organizations, land trust, groups, labor unions that have a proven record of fighting racism. Our movement needs to urgently ensure East Precinct is not handed back to police, but is turned over permanently into community control. My office is bringing legislation to convert East Precinct into a community center for restorative justice. So obviously, now I get it. She wants the police precinct to belong to the terrorists. I get it. She's the one who opened City Hall to terrorists. They swarmed in and demanded the resignation of the mayor, and the mayor now says they're all patriots. And she introduced a bill to ban police from using tear gas on Monday. And now she's saying the mob gets to keep the police precinct. Have you ever heard of anything like this in your life? Did you ever imagine in your life anything like this could happen in the United States of America? I never did. And meanwhile, Seattle officials have delivered porta-potties in support of Antifa. The mayor defends the autonomous zone. Chaz, she said, is not a lawless wasteland of anarchist insurrection. Right, you're a liar. Of course it is. And it really doesn't matter. What if a bunch of nice hippies took over a block and no one could do business on that block, and they put up roadblocks and wouldn't let cars in, and they started charging admission for you to get back in your own store, your own house? Is that different than a bank robber? Of course not. Police have to come in, crack everyone's head, throw them on the ground, put handcuffs on them, bring them to jail. And if they point a gun at you, they got to shoot them. This isn't baby stuff. This isn't a joke. This isn't a nursery rhyme. This is real life. People's lives are involved. This involves property rights, the United States Constitution, the rule of law. These people are terrorists.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The
unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.